SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, another earthquake strikes Turkey as Australia sends $10 million in aid. The RBA lifts the cash rate for the ninth consecutive time. And in sport, Australia's T20 captain Aaron Finch retires from international cricket. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Hello from the SBS newsroom. Turkey has been hit by another earthquake as the death toll from the two powerful earthquakes on Monday surpasses 4,300. The quake, measuring 5.6, has struck central Turkey at a depth of 2 kilometres as rescuers continue to search for survivors under the rubble of collapsed buildings. An earthquake measuring 7.8 struck southeast Turkey and Syria in the early hours of Monday, and a second just hours later hitting central Turkey and the Syrian capital of Damascus. The United Nations top humanitarian coordinator for Syria, Al-Mustafa Ben Lamil, says widespread destruction, fuel shortages and harsh winter weather is hampering rescue efforts.
The infrastructure is damaged. Roads that we used to use for humanitarian work are damaged. We have to be creative in how to get to the people and how to get to them the assistance, but we are working hard. Those people already needed assistance. Now they will need more of that assistance.
Australia will provide $10 million in humanitarian aid to assist with recovery and clean-up efforts in Turkey and Syria following the two catastrophic quakes. Freezing winter weather is hampering efforts by rescuers to find more survivors and is adding to the plight of those injured. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia's aid assistance will be administered through the Red Cross and humanitarian agencies. He says the nation is deeply saddened by the devastation.
Can I extend Australia's deepest sympathies and condolences to the families and communities that have lost loved ones? We have seen thousands of deaths and tens of thousands of injuries through this tragedy. These multiple earthquakes that have hit the region are having a devastating impact.
In other news, the Reserve Bank has increased the cash rate by 0.25% or 25 basis points to 3.35%. It's the ninth increase in a row and will increase pressure on mortgage holders, adding a further $114 a month to repayments for a $750,000 home loan. In a statement, the RBA board says Australians can expect further increases in interest rates over the coming months as it tries to return inflation to its target. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told Parliamentary Question Time the government is focused on addressing high inflation.
Now, each of these interest rate rises, which began before the election, have put extra pressure on Australians and put extra pressure on the Australian economy as well. And I think we understand in this place, certainly the Australian community understands, that the Reserve Bank makes these decisions independently. And it's not our job in this place to interfere or to second-guess their decision-making or pressure them in any way.
And a number of major health insurance companies have postponed premium rises expected on April the 1st, citing cost of living pressures. Health insurer Bupa has joined NIB and Medibank in freezing its premium increase of 3.39% until the 1st of July 2023, saving customers some $75 million. NIB's premium increase will be deferred until September, while Medibank will pause their 2.96% hike until June the 1st. To the cricket, Australian T20 captain Aaron Finch has announced his retirement from all international formats of the game. The 36-year-old retires having scored more than 8,500 runs and with two T20 World Cup wins, including captaining Australia to the title in 2021. Finch, who plans to continue playing in domestic leagues around the world, says it's been an amazing journey.
When you're on the road for best part of 12 years, you go through some highs and you go through some lows, and to always have my family there to support me has been amazing. I'm very grateful and very thankful to all my teammates that I've played with. It's been a pretty amazing ride, and I don't think it's until you finish up that you sit back and you reflect on it and you realise some of the friendships that you've made and some of the experiences that you've had over 12 years playing for Australia. It's pretty amazing.
He also put forward Steve Smith or Glenn Maxwell as possible contenders to succeed him in the T20 captaincy role. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. Check out more analysis of the day in news in our podcast, SBS News In Depth.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.